Are you thirsty? I want to breastfeed you here on these big nips and watch how you suck me dry. Yeah. Look here, all for you. Yes. Come on if you're thirsty.
Hey freaks, it's Friday, November 5th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, surprise, surprise, raccoons and babies don't mix. Plus, granny's scat attack and dressing up as gay Justin Bieber. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James.
Ah, fuck. God damn it.
Henson. Oh, that hurts so bad.
Ow, fuck!
My poor head can't take much more of that. I've got a great program for you today as we end the week. Gotta say thanks to David for sending in a link. TheAnimeReality.com, which is a blog. It's really just a collection of embarrassing anime nerds. And one of the gentlemen featured here is named I don't know what the fuck his name is. But he says, I've been a Pokemon fan for several years, but there are trends in anime that I don't like. He felt so strongly about these things that he decided to produce a video, and here it is.
Now, if you're watching this, then it's probably getting closer to the time of a boycott, and probably getting closer to finals. I just wanted to tell you my rationale as to why I'm trying to bring Misty back.
All right, okay, I don't know what the fuck he was talking about at the beginning, something about being close to finals. He wants to bring Misty back. I don't know which anime he's referring to, but apparently Misty was a character in one of these things and then is no longer on it.
Trying to bring her back because she is the only one of the female characters who is not of a female anime stereotype, and one of the few overall. The female anime stereotype is a very terrible stereotype that depicts women as being loud, whiny, obnoxious, silly, and spoiled, and throwing temper tantrums. To cut it short, they portray them as being squealy, whiny, bimbos, and animals.
I enjoy the fact that he calls female characters in anime squealy and whiny. Listen to your voice, sir.
As you see here, Misty never squealed at all with those female anime stereotypes. Female anime. Someone who is very dear to me, in fact, I owe my very existence to her, saw how those girls acted, and she didn't like it.
Someone of the female persuasion who is near and dear to my heart does not appreciate these squealing ladies. So I will defend my love's honor by demanding non-squealing, non-annoying female characters. And then maybe the girl of my dreams will plant a kiss on my lips.
She even made it quite clear that she didn't. She said that they portrayed them as being loud, whiny, and obnoxious.
This poor kid.
When I questioned her as to whether Misty acted like this, she didn't feel that she acted at all like those girls.
Then I asked this sweet flower who is so close to me for a hug and perhaps a peck on the cheek. And she said, get away from me, queer bait. Then she added, you smell like olives and feet. To which I responded, good day, m'lady. And proceeded to eat a whole box of rich crackers, drowning my sorrow in the delicious salty crunchy snack.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I'm totally confused, and I'm sure you are too. Now, with all this confusion, it is refreshing to see someone who's trying to explain and shed some light on something. Here is a young kid trying to explain to us all about the truth regarding furries.
I'm not going to sit by anymore and listen to this crap flying around about furries. Uh-oh. Saying they're sex maniacs in fursuits, they have sex in fursuits, and all this bogus.
I've seen porn where they do have sex in fursuits.
Crap. How much you want to bet the people that even put this crap out haven't even talked to a furry? They don't know.
Honestly, it's kind of hard to talk to a furry. Their head's in that heavy costume. You can't understand a word they're saying. Sir, why are you a furry? Okay, I got kitty cat. Something about sex with a kitty cat.
Can you take my head off?
What was that?
I can take my head off. I'm very hot. And I am suffering from heat stroke. Heat stroke! My vision is blurred! I'm burning up in here!
Alright, let's listen to a little more here.
Really, what a furry is. How about you go listen to Corel the Ravens, the furry song 2009, and then you come back and talk.
Oh, I want to hear that song so bad. Someone find that for me.
The song goes...
Oh.
Furries are an internet subculture who are fans of anthropomorphic animal characters, and they bring them to life any way they can. Costume, illustration, roleplay, animation. Anthropomorphic means like human, but not entirely quite human.
I hate this kid.
And that's all it is.
It'd be so great if he was walking around, you know, dressed up as a zebra or raccoon or whatever, and a fucking wild mountain lion came and just took his head off. Puma comes out of nowhere, just mauls him to death.
They're not...
Compose.
I just don't know.
Compose yourself, sir.
I don't know about all the haters. Oh, and one thing that really torques me off. The saying, yiff in hell, fur fag. What the heck? What the heck?
Yiff in hell, fur fag.
Yiff, for the people that don't know, is like the furry sex thing. And like, yiff in hell, fur fag. That is haters saying every furry is gay or whatever. And I'm just sick of all this crap being spewed from this person's mouth that probably doesn't even know, let alone has seen a furry in real life.
All right. Moving away from fur fags to just straight out racism, I've got a clip here of a white chick blowing a black guy, but she doesn't know she's blowing the black guy. You see, she has a blindfold on. It's one of those type of videos.
My God, it's so big. I've never even heard of the dicking this big before.
See, that should have been your first clue. It's ginormous, yet it's kind of flaccid.
I've never even heard of the dicking this big before.
A huge red flag. Or a black flag.
Everything's so oversized.
You're fucking blowing Darth Vader. Dark Vader, right? Right? See what I did there?
I'm gonna grab your pigtails now, Gwen.
Or Darth Negro.
I'm scared.
I'm sorry, I was asking if the psychic told you anything about darkness or chocolate or anything like that.
Alright, so she continues to blow the black guy. She's having a good time, it seems, and she's finally able to take the blindfold off when this reaction occurs.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
See, Gwen, we're just gonna have you do some new things today.
Oh my God, no, I can't do
it. She immediately lets go of the penis and then jumps onto a nearby couch, and she's now in the fetal position.
What's wrong with you, right?
I can't do this, Tony.
You can't do it. We told you.
No, I can't.
What do you mean you can't do it? You've been doing it for the past 5 minutes. Like a champ, I might add.
My God, you're gonna kill me!
I
can see my face! My dad's gonna kill me, I'm not even joking.
Yeah, if your dad buys your porno.
I can't.
How about this? I'm gonna cut the camera off for 1 second.
Get the camera off, Gwen.
Oh, God!
It's alright, Gwen, don't worry, it's alright.
My daddy's gonna see me sucking black dick! Oh, yeah.
Alright, so there you go. stupid whore. Before we get into the news, I've got one last batch of Craigslist ads for our little contest we're running here. Now, next week, I'm going to crown a winner or two or three. I don't know how many winners I'm going to pick. I'm going to find, I'm going to go through all of the Craigslist ads that I've aired on the program and then pick out my favorite. And then in addition to you winning the vaginal herpes magnets, I'm also going to try to get Cheryl Murkowski to record herself reading the ads. It's a huge honor to have a Craigslist ad read by Cheryl Murkowski, so hopefully she'll be down for that. Here's a couple. This one was sent in by Janelle. I think Janelle has sent in a few, but I've got two new ones from Janelle. She, again, is in the Baltimore area, so this is from the Baltimore Craigslist Personal Casual Encounters section. The headline reads, "I've got my wife's panties on!" Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Man for man, 25. "I've always wanted to be treated like a girl, so here goes. I have my wife's panties on, and I want someone to come over here and have some fun with me. I'm not into kissing, and I've never bottomed before, so the smaller the better. You have to be gentle." He's a lady, after all, come on. "I'm looking to do this around one or two-ish. I'm 6 feet tall, cub. Not feminine at all. I don't care about age, race, or body build, only that you're clean, disease and drug free, and safe." The other posting that Janelle sent me, "Early morning piss drinker wanted!" Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Again, this is man for man. It's very short. "Discreet, masculine white male wanting to feed someone a nice load of my hot coffee piss some morning at about 6 or 6:30 a.m. No strings attached." Did you really have to add that? Chances are the type of person who wants hot coffee piss in their mouth isn't really looking for anything serious right now. All right, so thank you very much, Janelle, for those. Sue from Maine got a Craigslist ad here just under the wire for our little deadline. She's in Maine, like I mentioned. The headline reads, "One-eyed dog seeks pregnant or lactating triceratops. Man for woman, Portland." "Hello there." That's Portland, Maine. "Hello there. Sensual one-eyed pup actively seeking no strings attached fun with a triceratops." That's a tall order. "Must be currently pregnant or recently pregnant and lactating. I saw some things during a vital stage in my psychosexual development, and now I can't help but be drawn to the undeniable sexiness of a triceratops, all full of baby and groaning. Like I said, I'll settle for a female triceratops who's not pregnant, as long as you've recently had a baby dinosaur and are still lactating. About me, well, think of me as the Slick Rick of the dog population. I can even put on my eye patch for you as I lick up your tasty dinosaur milk. Preference given to those who can host." So stupid. What does that mean? On second thought, I don't think I want to know. All right, and finally, Sean emailed in with a Craigslist ad. "Okay, before we go any further, all little girls wanting ID verification or to join their slut sites, please go away. I'm an attractive fit man, 5'8", 165, don't drink or smoke, looking for some attractive to average woman for sex, and go to come to my house to get your needs fulfilled." F-U-R. "Fulfilled while filling minds." There's an S at the end of that. Let me reread that. I'm looking for an attractive to average woman for sex to go to come to my house to get your needs fulfilled while filling minds. No strings. Adult content. Very discreet. No bullshit. Exclamation mark. Is there anyone around who would like a great fuck and go back to your life afterwards? Period. I promise you come back again. P.S. I will make you orgasm orally first, so be clean and tasty for me. I will accept 24 to 48-ish. Bob." Well, thank you very much, Bob. Good luck with that. So there you go, the final batch of Craigslist ads. Next week, I will announce a winner. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? It's only $5. That's it for the entire month. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. $50 a year. We also have those yearly memberships available, too, so you don't have to worry about reoccurring monthly charges. And it's like getting 2 months free. You save a little bit of scratch that way. Now, next week, we're going to be doing all Sideshow exclusive programs, so there's no better time to sign up than right now so you don't miss a thing. superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, got a story from New South Wales. An elderly woman, I'm interested, was pelted with human feces. Ah, quite possibly the most perfect news story ever. I'm in heaven right now. Yes, an elderly woman was pelted with human feces after withdrawing cash on Sydney's North Shore, and then she was robbed by a man who came to her help. Wow, she is having a shitty day in every sense of the word. Police suspect the attacker and the thief may have been in cahoots or the same person. Dun, dun, dun. The 85-year-old victim had just withdrawn some cash from an ATM. You know, I always say ATM machine, but that's redundant because the M in ATM stands for machine. So when I say ATM machine, I'm really saying automatic teller machine machine. Someone pointed that out to me, like it was annoying them that I was saying ATM machine. So that makes me just want to say it more. And I said, no. And then I knew ATM stood for automatic teller machine. But then I just wanted to infuriate, you know, them even more. So I said, no, ATM stands for access to money. It makes perfect sense. Access to money machine. All right. I don't know. That has nothing to do with the story, really. All right. A stranger came to her aid after she was hit from behind by human excrement. The man accompanied her to a toilet to wash herself clean. But instead of helping her, the man reached into her handbag and took out her wallet, which was stuffed with the cash. The offender is described as possibly Asian, about 40 years old, with a stocky build. Really, a stocky Asian, and wearing a baseball cap. Police are investigating possible links to other offenses. Anyone with information is urged to call Crime Stoppers! Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Georgia. A 9-month-old baby was mauled by two raccoons as she slept in her crib in the early morning hours on Wednesday. The attack occurred at about 4:30 a.m. in a rural area just south of Mansfield off Highway 11 and Lloyd Road. Spokesman Lieutenant Tyrone Oliver said both goons actually climbed inside the crib with the child, Jesus Christ, biting her extensively. The mother and four other children were in the house at the time of the incident, but were unharmed. The child was transported to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, where she remains in critical condition. It was an awful sight. I'm not sure about any other injuries, but there were extensive injuries to her face and head area. How the hell did the raccoons get inside? Did they leave the windows open or something? Or are they one of those weird families that have raccoons as pets? When I was growing up, I knew two families who had raccoons for pets. One family built a huge cage outside for the coon, but the other family actually had the raccoon living in their house, which to me just seems like a horrible idea. There's some 911 calls just waiting to happen there.
You gotta get someone over here with a gun and shoot my raccoon! My pet raccoon just ate my baby's face off!
What? No, you should not have raccoons, especially if you have babies in cribs. All right. The mother and four children were in the house at the time, but were unharmed. I already read that. He said when deputies arrived, they found the two grown raccoons outside of the house. Quote, one of the raccoons turned aggressively toward the deputies, and one deputy fired two shots, hitting it. They both ran off into a pile of tree limbs behind the house. Newton County Animal Control was called to the scene, as well as Newton County Public Works. They helped move debris around in the backyard so we could locate the raccoons, Oliver said, adding that neighbors showed up with coon dogs as well. Ultimately, only one raccoon was recovered and was sent to the Georgia Public Health Lab in Atlanta for rabies testing. Newton County Animal Control Director Terry Keehusen said late Wednesday that the raccoon tested negative for rabies, but precautions will be taken since the second raccoon was never found. I believe the child will be treated for possible exposure to rabies because they did not recover both of them, she said. I reported it to the regional health department. Treatment for rabies includes a series of injections. Now listen to this. I thought something was up. Something sounded fishy with this news story. The lieutenant said that the police is investigating rumors that the raccoons were being kept at the home as family pets. Should that be the case, he said, criminal charges would be forthcoming. He said a large cage was located outside the home, but investigators were told birds were kept in the cage. Uh-huh. No cages were found inside the house. Of course not, because the raccoons were just roaming around, crawling in the bed with the baby. All right. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Surprise, Arizona. All right, Surprise, please say, a boy pulled a knife on his mother, who refused to let him go trick-or-treating as a gay Justin Bieber. The singer and teen idol. The 12-year-old, he could have just said Justin Bieber. He didn't have to add the gay part. Same thing. The 12-year-old boy had been grounded Halloween night after an argument with his mother, who said his costume idea was disrespectful. Yeah, that's good parenting right there, said police spokesman Sergeant Mark Ortega. After throwing a tantrum and getting grounded from trick-or-treating, he grabbed a knife from his room and threatened to kill her. Look, you stupid bitch, I'm going trick-or-treated, and I'm going as gay Justin Bieber, and there's nothing you can do about it! Oh, baby, baby, baby! The mother disarmed her son without injury and called police. Police arrested the preteen on suspicion of threatening his mother with a knife. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, here we go. Speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow Freak Tom from Seattle.
Hi,
just wanted to call and say I love the show. Wanted to see if you got the soda that I, the Coke and Diet Coke that I sent you from Korea.
Yes,
let me know
I
if
did.
You got it. I'd love to hear my voice in the voicemail. Thanks a
yes,
lot.
Yes, thank you so much. He sent me. It wasn't just Coke and Diet Coke, which they call it Coke Light over there. But I think you sent me some Sprite as well, right? A bunch of stuff from Korea. So thank you very much. I really do appreciate that. You know how I love sodas from different countries and shit.
Hello, boy with the long penis here. Just thinking about your penis, Tim. I want to suck it.
Thank you. Someone does.
Timothy Lesbian Sex Henson, how the fuck are you? This is Lifetime member Seabound Atheist calling in. Well, I just got done listening to your, what is today?
I don't.
The October 30th show.
A little behind.
that male orgasm you played today was the funniest thing I have heard in a long time.
Oh.
It sounded like somebody was like beating him with a sledgehammer or something, like just was beating it out of him.
It's like, orgasm should not be painful.
Yeah, good laugh out of that one. Second, I had a recommendation for you in case you're trying to get into anime.
Panty and Stockings, are you going to recommend that?
And I had one that was actually right up your alley. Search for something called Golden Boy.
Okay.
I definitely think you would get a kick out of that one.
I'm getting lots of anime recommendations here.
Hey, Tim. Jared, longtime Sideshow member who is currently unable to listen to any of the Sideshow programs. My iPod took a shit. I'm not using iTunes to download. I'm using a podcatcher on an Android phone.
Well, you know, you guys can always... don't forget, you can always just log on to the website. Just use your browser.
Your fucking special HTML thing won't work, so I can't download my Sideshow feed.
Oh, by the way, if you use Android, there's something called Beyond Pod. I guess two words, Beyond Pod, that people are using to get the Sideshow content. Someone else emailed me and said, I'm using a BlackBerry. How the hell do I access the Sideshow feed? And I don't know, because I don't have a BlackBerry. So the instructions on the Sideshow, you can access the content directly from the web, right? Or there's instructions on how to add it to iTunes, so your subscription will automatically update in iTunes. But those instructions were written, you know, before Android was even out, and really, I mean, BlackBerry's been around for a while, but I don't know. Does anyone, if you have a BlackBerry, how are you getting your shit on, from the Sideshow? I would really like to know that, and so would the listener who's having problems.
Hey, Tim, Jared, longtime Sideshow member who is currently unable to listen to any of the Sideshow programs. My iPod took a shit. I'm not using iTunes to download. I'm using a podcatcher on an Android phone.
Yeah.
And your fucking special HTML thing won't work, so
well,
I can't download my Sideshow feed.
Yeah, you're going to want to try that Beyond Pod.
Can't log into the fucking Sideshow because your website makes me punch in the password 100,000 goddamn times. Fucking damn, man. Come on.
Wait a second. No. Something wrong then if you're entering your username or password wrong, because it'll only ask you for your username and password once. A long time ago, we had that problem where it would keep asking you a gazillion times, but if it keeps asking you for it, you might want to check to make sure you have paid. And if you're still having problems logging in, let me know.
Dagger, Timmy Boo, what the fuck is up, sir? This is Zach from Florida. I know I haven't called in a while, baby, but Big Daddy back and he gonna make you feel all right. Not really. Actually, I just called him because, honestly, I just caught up on like 3.5 hours of DV, and this week has been nuts. So I thought I'd share a couple of things.
Bananas.
I think eventually you need to hook up a webcam, and just for us freaks, do a live streaming broadcast of you recording an episode, sir. Because when you do your impersonations, I think your facial expressions must
like
be
fucking
hilarious.
Yeah.
And I need to
awful.
See them, sir. Especially the one where you're fucking the little slut. You know the one I'm talking about. And then I'm going to be sending you a story here from our most fucked up state here in a
little
bit.
A friend who loves that
and
impression makes me do it all the time. Do your whore impression.
Is three little school girls waiting for the bus with their parents end up getting hit by a fucking car being driven by an 86-year-old near-dead who doesn't even acknowledge that he hits them. He hits them, and then he ends up just driving off. He just keeps going. And he makes it towards fucking out, and they get his license plate number.
I'm eating an Altoid, I'm sorry.
And he ends up getting caught by the authorities. He doesn't remember hitting them whatsoever. 86 years old, doesn't remember hitting three fucking girls on the side of the road, sir.
Yeah, that's something that would, you know, stick out in your mind, you'd think.
Hey, Timmy Boo, you goo. Sideshow listener Sweet Rectum here.
Hello, Sweet Rectum.
Rectum, I damn near killed him. Regarding, I was listening to your story about the shaken baby over, you know, the woman that shook her baby about Farmville or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, I couldn't help it. All these different songs about shaking came to mind, like Shake Your Love by Debbie Gibson and Shake Your Booty by Casey and the Sunshine Band. You know, I love the little montage that you played, but we totally need to make another one and include those songs.
Okay.
Because it's just comedy gold. There.
Well, the very good suggestion coming from Sweet Rectum.
Why does man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Very, very good question. Thank you.
Hey, Tim. Private Dick here. Just wanted to ask you a question. If you remembered a little while ago, I think this girl took it in the ass, and then she shit it out on a mirror, and then scraped cum into these lines, and then ended up sniffing these lines down like they were cocaine. I was wondering if you remember that, because I remember the audio was so clear. You could, and your way of describing it was so beautiful. I could literally, I have this in my mind, this picture of this stuff just flipping up into this straw and into my nose. It was
Yeah, when you suck up cum in your nose or whatever, it's great because the cum is slimy and slurpy and it gets, you know, very clear.
Curious if you are.
I do remember that clip. There were actually two cum snorting clips. The original one that we played was just some coke whore, it looked like, it looked like she was gonna snort coke, like she was cutting it up with a credit card or something on a glass table, and she did some lines of cum. But I do remember the one you're referring to, though. That was better.
So many niggers. Shit. What do I do?
I don't know what that... I couldn't understand that.
Hey, Tim, it's Mike the Mick.
Hi, Mike the Mick.
I got something funny to tell you about. I'm watching Judge Mathis right now.
Okay.
Nothing better to do.
Oh,
and
no.
It looks
shit.
Like two chicks are about to sue, and one of the arguments they're making is that, oh, she threw an egg at me. Oh, well, she sprayed whipped cream at me first. It's like, come on, bitch. Sounds like a good fucking food fight, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, TNB for you. Sorry. Not top-notch
okay.
yet. Just had the flu. Not that you give a fuck.
Please have a point.
Nothing other much than that.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Hey, Tim, 0011's here again. And
0011.
The 28th show. The Mr. Green guy who was found in the freezer. I'm kind of surprised you didn't use the Clue reference, but it was Mrs. White with the blunt force trauma in the freezer. Blah, blah, blah.
I was just talking about Clue. That's
but,
a great movie.
You know, flames on the side.
I have a real
face.
Problem with them remaking it because I think it's not going to be a comedy. It's going to be just like, I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Awesome show that day with all the penis pumps. Or was that the day before? Whatever. Anyway.
Oh, you like that episode?
Bye.
Someone else told me that they didn't enjoy it. It was boring. They didn't want to hear penis pump audio. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Oh, God.
My dad is going to kill me.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. If you are non-paying members, I will see you back here on Monday, November 15th. Otherwise, if you are Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Error.